This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union has endorsed the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain, set to go into effect January 1st. The deal still must be retrospectively ratified by the European Parliament, which is expected in late February. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states met in Brussels Monday to approve the accord. Britain's parliament is expected to approve it Wednesday. The approval provisionally allows tariff-free trade with Britain to continue after the country officially leaves the EU single market New Year's Day. Cross-border workers who commute between Gibraltar and Spain will be exempt from border controls after Brexit, even if no separate deal on free movement is reached with Britain, Spain's foreign minister said Monday. People who live in British territory of Gibraltar on the southern tip of the Iberian Peninsula and work in Spain or vice versa, and who had registered their status before January 1st, will continue to be allowed to cross the border freely, he told a news conference. Other travelers will require a passport stamp. Finland has become the latest European country to report a case of the more contagious coronavirus variant first identified in Britain. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Health officials say that a Finnish citizen who had recently arrived from Britain for Christmas holiday was diagnosed with a new COVID-19 variant in the southeast region over the weekend. The person's recent connections were traced and his family members have been isolated. Finnish health officials say they believe the variant hasn't spread further. Authorities have urged all those who arrived from Britain since the 7th of December to get a coronavirus test. Last week, Finland halted all scheduled flights with Britain until early January. I'm Zaria Shakili.
If you'd like to know more about these or any of the news of the day stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In other COVID-related news, Germany's COVID-19 vaccination campaign has been overshadowed by an overdose mishap in the north and problems with the transportation of the vaccine in the south, which led to 1,000 shots being sent back. South Korea announced Monday it will extend a ban on direct flights from Britain until January 7th after three people who recently entered the country tested positive for the COVID-19 variant that was first identified in Britain. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency says the trio arrived December 22nd after a flight from London, making them the first known cases of the new version detected in South Korea. Japan, which reported its first case of the virus variant, banned all non-resident foreigner arrivals from midnight Monday through the end of January. Effective Monday, U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. The United Nations Human Rights Office voiced concern Monday at the 4-year prison term imposed by a Chinese court on citizen journalist Zhang Zhan, who reported from Wuhan early in the pandemic and reiterated its call for her release. In a recent tweet, it said, quote, "We raised her case with the authorities throughout 2020 as an example of the excessive clampdown on freedom of expression linked to COVID-19 and continue to call for her release," end quote. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte signed a $93.7 billion budget Monday for next year, the country's largest yet, to bankroll economic recovery and fund the purchase of millions of doses of COVID-19 vaccines. The budget enables the country to heal, rebuild, and resume the economy's upward trajectory, Duterte said after its signing. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump signs the massive COVID relief and government funding measure in the United States, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
After several days of foot-dragging demanding larger relief checks, President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package Sunday. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund the federal government through September, ending the threat of a government shutdown. The bill revives supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits, but at $300 per week instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired in July. There are direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year. Trump threw the fate of the legislation in doubt by demanding $2,000 relief checks after the bill passed to the House and Senate by wide margins. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And members of the U.S. Congress are planning to interrupt their Christmas break Monday to deal with a defense spending bill vetoed by President Trump. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.